Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're in a drought situation. And let's go live to AccuWeather's World Headquarters meteorologist Joe Lundberg. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Larry.
So let's first talk about this hurricane that hit Cuba, Rafael. Category 3, right?
That is correct. It's now moved northwest and away from Cuba, and it's in the process of turning more westerly over the next 24 to 48 hours. An unusual course for something into the Gulf of Mexico in November, to be sure, but that appears to be what's guiding it, an upper-level ridge of high pressure that's kind of been pushing it northwestward now, and it looks like it's going to continue to expand westward and force this thing to go farther west rather than turn north and northeast.
Joe, we just did a story about water conservation. One of the utilities is asking people to go back by at least 11 gallons a day in usage. They say they don't have an immediate problem, but they're trying to avoid, even stricter measures. And that got Larry and I to wondering about the forecast for rain in the rest of November.
It's not good. I mean, the chances go up for next week, really starting later this weekend. I think there's going to be some rain around here Sunday, particularly in the afternoon and evening. But I'm not sure that it's enough. It's like a quarter to a third of an inch of rain. I don't think it's much more than that. Then it goes away. Then we go back to dry weather. Another front looks like it comes through Wednesday night or Thursday. Probably similar rain amounts. So at least we get a little bit. There's a couple of opportunities. But if you look at the pattern as a whole, probably for most of the month, it's still going to be drier than average across the area. Not as exceedingly dry as it was in October, but not the kind of rains that we need to start turning things around and bringing those water tables back up a little bit.
So we won't see any showers till maybe Sunday.
Right. It's dry today, dry tonight, dry tomorrow, dry Saturday. But Sunday, as the day progresses, the risk of rain goes up. So probably from midday on, we'll see some off and on rain showers.
And back to the hurricane for a moment. So the west coast of Florida is safe because obviously they've been the double whammy with Helene and then Milton.
Yeah, there's more and more evidence that they're going to be okay, that they're going to miss out on this thing. I mean, this gusty winds along the southwest coast of Florida right now, but as the hurricane moves farther away from them, the weather should calm down there. And this thing may stay in the Gulf of Mexico and just slowly but surely die. It could even end up turning southwestward and heading more toward Mexico. I just don't think it's a problem for the Texas or Louisiana coast at this point in time. And as it goes farther west, it should encounter drier air and enough upper-level wind shear that it should gradually, slowly but surely weaken the system.
Meteorologist Joe Lundberg, thank you, Joe.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.